The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All those precious little snowflake young people, yeah, they've come up with some interesting ideas. You know, they go off to college with all these radical ideas, and they decide to try to impose their will upon the administration of the school that they have chosen. And sometimes it gets a little wacky, as in the case of GW University and their Progressive Student University, which has come up with a whole list of things they're trying to force upon the administration. They want them to acknowledge white nationalism and to be a sanctuary for Muslim refugees fleeing some of the oppression. Apparently, they're having none of that. And joining us on the line right now is somebody who says, yeah, some of these things that they're coming up with is a little bit outrageous, is Professor John Banzhaf, who has written some things about it, has said some things about it. Good morning to you, Professor Banzhaf.
Good morning. I'd go beyond that and say it's literally crazy. What they've said is that because some police officers in the greater Washington area, their union supported Trump, what we have to do to protect our students is not rely on the GW campus police, but rather we're supposed to have more financial aid and support community centers.
Well,
now, how this is going to help anybody, we don't know.
Well, I mean, what's going on with these kids and their sense of entitlement that they can waltz into the school and start making all these demands?
Well, I think you put your finger on part of it, that they've been raised, as some people say, as snowflakes. This is the generation where nobody ever lost a tournament. Everybody got a trophy just for showing up. Everybody was told that they were special and had to be protected and so on. But on top of that, another one is that this is a generation which was not taught how important free speech and academic freedom is. Almost half of them in a recent survey say they'd be perfectly happy to have government laws prohibiting speech which disparages people on the basis of race or gender or whatever. Then finally, it's that we on the faculty, the administration, the faculty, have yielded to them. It works. So it's like little three-year-old kids. If they find out that holding their breath and screaming gets them candy and ice cream, they're going to do it. This is what these kids are doing all over the country. Presidents, deans are toppling. New programs are being put into place. And, yes, they are acknowledging white supremacy and racism and this-ism and that-ism.
Listen, Professor Banzhaf, I think you're you know, preaching to the choir here on this, and we love hearing what you're saying, but I would love to get to the root of this. I agree. I think we've seen some other college campuses starting to push back. Even American University, right up the road from you, said, you know, no, we're not going to put trigger warnings in our curricula and things like that in safe spaces, because that's disturbing academic freedom. But let's go back about two decades, shall we? I remember reading William A. Henry III in Time magazine. He started exposing the rampant political correctness movement on college campuses. And at that time, these speech codes started to get implemented, maybe 25 years ago. And that was the slow creep, wasn't it? I mean, where was academia back then when they allowed political correctness and speech codes and various rules to be implemented on college campuses?
Well, that you put your finger on it. We have an overwhelmingly liberal faculty, both at our university and most across the country, and whether they're liberal or conservative, largely they are afraid to speak up. So we've had recent incidences right here on our George Washington University campus where there have been gross violations of academic freedom and freedom of the press, and nobody spoke up. When nobody speaks up, All the university hears is the pressure from these small groups which demand this, that, and the other thing, and they all too often yield, and every time they yield at one university, they read about it at another university. You'd say, well, let's try it here. Why not? We've got nothing to lose. And they're right.
You know, Professor Van Zaff, I've known you for a long time, since my days working at Channel 5 when I first came to this market many years ago. And I'm detecting, have you become more conservative over the years? Because I remember some positions you've taken that I wouldn't necessarily characterize as conservative positions.
Well, I like to think of myself as neither conservative nor liberal. I'm one of the few people who sat, for example, on both sides of the old crossfire desk, and I've done things which some people think are liberal and some are conservative. And the interesting thing here is that some of the so-called demands which are in this new document are things that I have supported. I've gone out and used legal action. Indeed, I've won. I've won racism fights and sexism fights and discrimination fights and so on, but that doesn't mean that a small group of people can come in with totally illogical arguments, make demands upon a university, and expect that the university is going to meet the demand, or at very least, oh, let's hold a campus-wide meeting, let's set up a committee to review them. No, we don't want the inmates running the asylum. This is not just political correctness or political correctness run amok. This is political craziness, and we got to put a stop to it.
And isn't part of the root here, I mean, just recently George Washington University was in the news because conservative provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos gave a speech on your campus, and they had to reschedule it at a certain time. They didn't. They did not allow him to actually go out and speak with the students in the lobby afterwards, because they were afraid there would be some sort of violent act or something. We had him on the program to talk about it. To hear about Ann Coulter and Ben Shapiro, conservative commentators, and the late Andrew Breitbart, they would go to a college campus. They would have to, out of their own pocket, pay for security for themselves. Again, these are very, very important issues that need to be addressed well beyond just the students asking for safe spaces. Wouldn't you agree?
Further than that, up at Harvard, many of the professors say they're no longer teaching the law of rape, which is very important in criminal law, because some students might be offended, and one woman, female feminist law professor, said she was told not to use the word violated, as in he violated the law, because some people might be offended. So when you can't teach important topics, whether that's rape or affirmative action or gun control, we have a generation of students who don't understand it. We have in the law area a generation of wuss students who are afraid to stand up to a judge. You know, at Michigan, they just had to give the students Play-Doh and Legos and bubbles to cope with the recent election. I've stood up. I don't get into court very often, but I've been threatened with millions of dollars of fines by judges. I've been thrown out of courtrooms. I've been threatened with marshals and so on. They don't know what stress is. There's a shooting a couple of hundred miles away in a place called Ferguson. Maybe it was justified. Probably not. They're demanding that exams be canceled.
Jeez.
So we have a generation of wuss law students who don't understand the law, and they're afraid to stand up. We have things no longer being taught. And once they're taught, by the way, they're no longer researched. So professors are not looking at rape and gun control and abortion and affirmative action. It hurts all of us.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I noticed that GW University told Channel 5 that you're speaking on behalf of himself and not on behalf of the university. I know you agree to that. Do you think they're going to cave to some of this?
I certainly hope not. And I think the reason that happened is probably Channel 5 asked them, said to them, Professor Bansav gave us an interview, what's your comment? They thought I was criticizing them. I'm praising them. They're one of the few universities which has stood up to these folks. With regard to Milo, I don't think they did a great job, but we did much better than many other universities where either they didn't let him speak at all, or they let the students shout him down so effectively he couldn't speak.
Yeah.
We call the heckler's veto. At least we let him come to the campus. At least he was able to speak to some of the students. So I'd give them probably at least a B- in that area. I'm praising them when they're doing good, and I'm perfectly willing to criticize them when they're doing bad. But I see it as symptomatic of what's happening all across the country. Crazy demands, yielding to those demands, delicate little snowflakes. Don't say anything which might possibly offend anybody. Let's have trigger warnings. This is not a university.
Yeah. We got to leave it right there. Professor John Banzhaf, thank you so much. Always a pleasure,
you.
My friend.
Thank you, Professor. Thanks. And amazing that that university holds the name George Washington. Well, I wonder what good old George would say to any of those kids in Valley Forge if they started complaining about that. Oh, it's cold. I need a safe space,
better
General.
Shoes.
Yeah, I don't think so.